Hello, Internet, and welcome to the back of the bus and your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Hey, well, there we go. This might be a mistake, but who cares? Anyway, the semi-finals are over. We know the running order of the finals, and there are a lot of high spirits. There are quite a few countries on suicide watch, and we mean the entire country, not just the six performers on stage that didn't make it through. But now we know what is happening with our Eurovision Grand Final this evening. Right, joining us from the back of the bus, which is actually not this morning, it's yesterday morning in the evening, so what we're doing is the afternoon after the morning after the night before the concert. Got that? Good. Right, joining us on the podcast we have...
John.
From...
the UK.
Elaine from Scotland.
Lysacia, I'm 84, you know.
Stephen from Scotland.
Dennis from Ireland.
Right, and so what do we think of our grand final lineup? We got our 25 songs now. Is it a good pick? Are there any obvious missing songs that really should have been there?
Sweden. Sweden is a complete shame. For the first time in history, Sweden is not in a final where they've deliberately participated. I'm really, really surprised and shocked.
But on the upside, I've heard there's a heck of a lot of glow sticks going for sale on eBay tonight.
Did Hungary get through?
Unfortunately, they were knocked out by Austria this year.
Oh, I'm 84.
Well, while we mourn Sweden, we can all enjoy Ireland and Cyprus being in the final.
Indeed, yes. It's an old favourite somewhere. And a return of the greatest Eurovision tradition of all.
Lysacia.
No, 12 points from Greece to Cyprus and 12 points from Cyprus to Greece.
Yay! Yay.
And 12 points from the United Kingdom to Ireland.
And Turkey.
And Turkey. Oh my God, there's no accordions in the final.
No, Finland's out, Slovenia's out. No, it's all gone.
A final without any accordions. Oh, it's like a final without Sweden.
But we do have a Casio digital watch, courtesy of the budget for the music from Greece.
That's a very good point, yeah.
And we also have two Yamahas strapped together, courtesy of Romania.
Indeed, yeah. Right then, let's go for those vital ones. I mean, let's take it slot number one first. Normally, this is the slot of death. We don't know what's going to happen with the boarding system this year. But Azerbaijan, the bookie's favourite, is opening the gate. What do we think of that?
I think we're all incredibly excited that Azerbaijan's going to fall flat on its arse.
Now, you're not suggesting that the 2007 journalists that were here covering the event are now not checking in with their travel agents for Baku next year?
Oh, I'll be honest, I would be happy for it to go anywhere but Baku. The idea that you can spend about $12 million on a contest and win it with a shit B-side CD song, it disgusts me. Anything apart from that would have been better. Lithuania would have been better, and that's saying a lot.
I think it's going to be interesting because, you know... nobody ever wanted the number one spot, and everyone was worried about Azerbaijan. People could still talk about conspiracy theories. Could it be that Azerbaijan's on first, therefore it's the first number put up, it's got the most time to get people to vote for it? Who knows? Only Saturday's really going to tell, but I hope to God no, because I'd be saying, oh, sweet Jesus!
Yes, Ukraine there. Actually, that's far, far better than Ayosha managed on stage. I know he might have a second calling. Let's go to the far end of the concert. Closing it was always considered a gift. The gift this year goes to Denmark, the perceived vanquishers of Sweden, with a song that Sweden rejected 2 years ago. Whoops! Good place for Denmark, or just why are they there?
Denmark have been written off all week. They did absolutely awfully in the rehearsals, but they are two professionals and they pulled it out of the bag tonight somewhat. They did a good show. They have screwed over Sweden. I think the lowest we'll find Sweden is 12th. I can't see them being any lower than that. Denmark is a dark horse, and I still say it. They're last in the final. That could be a great position for them.
And there's also the fact that they're doing almost the same as they did in the Danish national final. They were written off there. They got through the qualifying round. They got to the head-to-head where the two songs sing again. And again, they would consider, oh, nobody's going to go for that. And yet, they lifted it up.
Since I first heard that song, it was instant, it was catchy. It was 16-1 on Ladbrokes or one of the betting sites, and I was cursing to God that I hadn't put money on it. I picked it and I didn't put money on it and lost about 200-300 euro on it.
Now I'm going to call back Elaine on this one, who was in our jukebox juries, who championed Denmark after hearing at the Scottish preview party, then demanded her money back from the bookies at the start of rehearsals. Changed your mind back again?
I don't know if I've completely changed my mind back again, but I will admit, you had to take all the sharp objects off me after I heard Denmark's first rehearsal, because I realised that live to the internet, I had swore that Denmark could win. But I'm slightly more optimistic now. 25th spot, good performance. That key change, if they kick in that key change, and who knows, if we use up all the extra glow sticks that are going about, well, you never know what could happen.
I've got their album in my hands, and track number 11 is called Pick Up the Phone. There's only one thing we can say to that. Hello, Copenhagen.
Well, okay, let's take two others just before we close off this one. Welcome Return of Cyprus into the final after about 5 or 6 years. Okay, so they needed to have a Welshman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman, and a Norwegian to do it, which just sounds like the setup for a joke.
And a Devon girl.
And two Devon girls.
Just the one, no, unless you've had too much to drink.
You are 84 and you do.
I'm lovely. Yeah. You're lovely too.
It's just wonderful for Cyprus, and I'm just wondering if somebody in the BBC is going, oh, crap. John is obviously a very laid-back performer, but he's now got to pull it out again. He's going to go for that 120 million strong TV audience.
He's not laid-back. He's drunk. He's horizontal, permanently.
Darling, we're being British and polite about this.
Well, we are, aren't we? Yes, because Cyprus is now going to be part of the United Kingdom.
Yes, indeed. We now have the Cyprus, Malta, UK, Ireland voting bloc back in condition again.
Absolutely true, and I think it's long for, but since the 90s, to have that block return back, and it's going to put us back to where we used to have the Eurovision predictability.
John's got a big problem though, coming very close to Belgium in the final. That could be his undoing. We'll see how he goes. I'm confident in him that he'll get a good result, but Belgium, you know, better beware with the two of them close to each other.
And the one that I love back on what we're seeing on the instant messaging boards, everyone's going, we all hate political voting, but we're going to vote for Ireland to get them into the final, aren't we? And Ireland are there as well.
The fantastic and wonderful Niamh Kavanagh. I'm absolutely delighted for her. I think we were all a bit nervous when Ukraine and Israel came out the draw early, but it was really good that they came out reasonably early on in the draw and that our poor Irish friends were not left waiting with one envelope to go.
So, do we have any dark horses in there? I mean, we've got the obvious winners. If I asked you all to call out, who do you think a surprise winner would be tonight? Who do you, you know, the one that you're not expecting? I'll go first. And I think we might have a surprise and see Russia do very well. Although it's criticised in fan circles, it is a good song lyrically. It does have a performance. And it would be my sort of dark horse tip for the final.
There's three countries, I think, dark horses, I think, could do it. Denmark, don't rule them out. Ireland and Norway. Don't rule Norway out yet.
I completely agree. I think for me, Norway is still the favourite, I think, certainly for the local audience and the atmosphere that you'll get from it. I think it'll carry it a lot.
I still think Belgium could do it, but another dark horse to watch out for. It's not got a great draw, but the Spanish song is fabulous on screen and it's also fabulous in the arena. And he's so professional, I would not rule that out from winning.
I think we could still be in Scandinavia this time next year. Denmark, Norway, Iceland. Who knows? All in with a shout.
I think Norway as well. A little bit worried about that because of the funding side of things. It could be very difficult for them. I am not going to rule out Spain myself.
And the greatest news for the Buscast team is quite simply this. We're at the Euro Club. It remains for me to ask you all to tune in to the final on your national broadcaster or Eurovision.tv tonight. You can also listen to the alternative commentary here on the podcast. A big thank you to all the guests. And I may well regret this. We don't have any electrical guitars this evening. We just have copious amounts of soft drinks and water that were in the press centre to fuel our end theme tune. Ladies and gentlemen, your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Da 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 da